Good morning and welcome to the Public Safety Committee. My name is Supervisor John Avalos, the chair of the committee, and joined to my right by Supervisor Christina Olagi and to my left by Supervisor Eric Marr. The clerk of the committee is Ms. Gail Johnson. Madam Clerk, can you share with us your announcements?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Persons attending this meeting are requested to silence cell phones and electronic devices. If you wish to submit a speaker's card, please put it in the container in front of you by the rail to your left. If you submit copies of materials to members of the committee, please submit an extra copy for the file. If an item is acted upon today, it will appear on the February 28th Board of Supervisors agenda unless another date is stated.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. If you could please call our one item, item number one.
Item one, ordinance amending the San Francisco Environment Code, section 400, and adding section 402 to require the owners of existing commercial buildings to either provide secure bicycle parking in their buildings or allow their tenants to bring their bicycles into the building, provide that the ordinance's operative date is January 1st, 2012, and making environmental findings.
Very good. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Colleagues, at long last, this legislation that I think was first introduced back in, September, has come to committee, and I am happy to be moving this forward with your support. We are in the early stages of our long-term goal of by 2020 of getting our city up to 20% of our commute trips will be by bicycle, and I fully support that goal, and we have to put many measures in place and many tools in place to be able to get to that that important goal. Part of it is establishing infrastructure for bicyclists in San Francisco. Part of it is assuring that we can have commuter benefits for people who work in San Francisco that could also cover the cost of cycling, many incentives that we can create as well. One incentive is that we can assure that bicycles can have greater access in the buildings that people work in, especially buildings downtown where a lot of the bike trips go through our main commercial corridors like Market Street and Folsom. And I think this legislation is getting to that, it's helping to make that happen. It's new buildings that are built that provide space for bicyclists to park their bikes during the day. This legislation will work with existing buildings, and it makes a requirement that the building owners or the people who manage the buildings allow bikes to enter the buildings, either through creating a bike parking area in the building itself or creating a space in the building or allowing the tenants in the building to allow bikes in. This legislation is something new. I'm very excited to be moving it forward. Currently, the way the system would work was that if you're an employee in a building that would fall subject to this piece of legislation, it's not that you just have the ability to move your bike into the building, but you would have to work with your employer, who could be a tenant of the building, to assure that there's space in your office to be able to park the bike and how space can be created for that. So it's really the tenant that would be able to allow deciding on the space being available, whether that bike can actually fit in the space itself. As a building owner or the building manager, they would just have to be required to make sure that the building was open and available for that relationship to happen between the tenant and the employees who are cycling in the city. If a building owner or building manager is not able to fully comply or wants to set limitations, not fully comply, but set limitations on types of access to the building, they would be required to create a bike access plan that would go to the Department of the Environment to be deposited there. Department of the Environment, it would be also be reviewed by the San Francisco Metropolitan Transportation Agency, the MTA, to assure that the building is meeting compliance in ways that access can still be managed by the building owner. And that will be done by the livable streets or part of the MTA or whoever would be the bike planners within the MTA department. So I'm very happy to be moving this legislation forward. I don't think it's very, very complicated. It's actually something that I think moves the city forward on its 20% TRIPS goal by 2020. It has the support of the Building Owners and Managers Association, who we had done early outreach with to help create this legislation. They are people who are really responsible for looking at the commercial sector of downtown San Francisco, where a lot of these bikes will be parked, and so to have their input on this was really important, really valuable. Of course, this legislation could not have been created as well without the support of the San Francisco Bike Coalition. I want to specifically thank Mark Caswell for his work on this, and Leah Sham, the director, and of course the members of the SF Bike Coalition. A couple of them are here today as well. And you know, I've actually got a lot of emails from members who are really excited about this legislation going forward, and I'm really happy that we have the opportunity to move it forward today. We also have several co-sponsors for the ordinance, Supervisors Kim, Supervisor Marr, who's here today, Supervisor Campos, and Supervisor Olague is now today, has expressed that that she's going to be a supporter as well, a co-sponsor, and as well as President David Chu is also a co-sponsor. So it looks like we're doing pretty well on getting support for this radical piece of legislation. So if there are no other comments from committee members, we can go to public comment.
Managers Association of San Francisco, yes, John Bozeman with BOMA. And we represent the commercial real estate industry in San Francisco. And I'm here on behalf of the members of BOMA to fully support this legislation. I would like to thank the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition and Supervisor John Avalos' office for their early outreach, as you had mentioned, Supervisor. We really appreciate that. It really helped craft the ordinance in a way that our members can understand and implement effectively. So I'm here to answer any questions you may have. Just want to thank you and urge your support. Thanks.
Thank you. Supervisor Olague?
I just have a quick question. Is there anything that would prohibit a landlord from charging fees for storing bikes within the building, even though?
Currently, this legislation doesn't have a prohibition for that.
Okay.
I think it allows for that to happen by not expressly stating an opposition to that.
Right.
And, you know, I think that it might fit how parking is handled in commercial buildings. There sometimes is
fees
for parking cars. So it could be, as long as it's a reasonable fee, I think it's something that is, you know, I'm open to.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other members of the public would like to comment?
Hello, committee. My name is Mark Caswell with the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition. Thank you for hearing the Supervisor Avalos, and thank you both for also being co-sponsors. The Employee Bicycle Access Bill is a smart and a cost-effective way to ensure that the hundreds of thousands of San Franciscans who are already using a bike to commute to work today will have a safe and secure place to store their bike during the workday. And of course, the thousands of other people who are interested in biking to work but are discouraged because they do not have a secure place to park their bike right now will be immensely helped by this bill. I want to take a moment to thank the Building Owners and Managers Association, who we worked closely with to help create this creative and affordable solution that helps keep San Franciscan employers like Oracle, Twitter, and a lot of other companies like that, to make sure we keep them in San Francisco. This legislation is a great interim measure to help the city reach its goal of 20% of trips by bike by 2020 by reducing the barriers for commercial tenants like the ones I mentioned, and allow them to have a place for their employees to store their bikes in a safe and secure manner, and attract really the people who are helping to keep the economy going in San Francisco here. It's our hope that as biking continues to grow, that many buildings will invest in quality bike rooms as a way to attract high quality tenants like the ones I mentioned. And as large employers consider this a key component of their lease agreements, we'll see building owners do that more and more often. And I think this legislation is a great interim solution to help ensure that secure bike storage in the short term, while the real estate market really catches up to the market demands that we see coming in the next few years of the amount of people who are biking. So this is a really elegant and effective way to do so, and I really appreciate Supervisor Avalos crafting this legislation that way. The key is that, you know, this bill will ensure that commercial tenants are able to decide if and where they would like their employees to store their bikes inside their rental space, which helps reduce theft and property damage for their employees. It's a cost-effective way to encourage more people to bike. And obviously, someone in the building could say, I'd like to store my bike in this side of the conference room or in this this closet or somewhere near their desk. And I think that that's really the most effective way to do this at this time. And I really want to thank you all for your support of this and urge you to vote yes.
We have a question from Supervisor Mara.
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Keswell, thank you for your great work on this. We're lucky here in City Hall that we have a great kind of bike parking area. I should try to bike to work more like my colleague Supervisor Avalos and Chu as well. But I was going to ask, this is modeled after a New York City law, and I'm just wondering, what do other cities do, and what could we actually do more than what the ordinance provides, in your opinion, looking at other cities, not just in the U.S., but around the world as well?
Yeah, I think to speak to the New York legislation as it exists right now is limited to buildings with freight elevators, which is a pretty small amount. We found something like, for example, the building that my office is in, I would have to add 0.25, I would have to add a quarter mile to my trip to go around the back of the building to a not very well-lit area and bring my bike inside where the garbage is and the compost. Thankfully, we have compost there. We worked really hard to get that at our office. You have to bring your bike in this back way. And if I leave late at night or one of my colleagues leaves late at night, obviously there's some personal safety issues there with freight elevators. So this bill already goes a step further by saying, you know, that you should allow bikes in, and it doesn't say only freight elevators, but allows the building owner to say either a freight elevator or a front door. Which obviously improves people's ability to ride there. As beyond that, I'm actually not aware of any other city that has legislation that would allow tenants to bring their bikes in, specifically allowing them.
So hopefully other cities follow as we will hopefully pass this. But I wanted to thank Mr. Bowman and BOMA also for being in some ways visionary and looking forward kind of to a pro transit first and sustainable city as well. So thank you to Mr. Bowman and also Mr. Caswell as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the public who'd like to comment on this item?
Good morning, supervisors. My name is Douglas Yap, and I've lived in San Francisco 60 years. I would like to speak in support of this ordinance, and since this is a public safety committee, I would like to put a reminder that bicycle riders are supposed to stop at stop signs and red lights. I see that all over town. And I know it's not my job to say anything to them, but sometimes I'm very tempted to say that it should stop like everybody else. And also, I like to question whether, as a public safety issue, whether the city requires bike riders to have lights at night. Because when I'm out, especially after midnight, I see a lot of riders zipping around with no lights or reflectors, and I think that's an obvious public safety issue. Since we're in this large room today with so few people in it, I would like to bring out for the record why there's only one item on today's agenda. And if you need something to talk about, I would suggest talking about the freedom fighters in Syria.
Actually, we want to keep our comments directly on the legislation we have before us. So
right.
General public comment is at the full board on Tuesdays.
Right. Yeah, I have no problem with that. But anyway, as a public safety matter, I think that we should concentrate to bring up and remind bike riders that they need to stop at stop lights and stop signs. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next speaker, please.
My name is Janet LaFleur, and I'd like to start by thanking you for giving me the opportunity to speak. I am a marketing director in the high-tech industry, and I'm a bicycle commuter. I have ridden my bicycle to work for about 15 years at four different companies. At most companies, at all companies, my employer was very supportive of my desire to ride my bike to work rather than drive, and let me keep my bicycle in my cubicle or as I got promoted into my office. And in one company, they even set aside some a closet so that not only myself but other coworkers could all keep our bicycles there, safe and secure, dry, protected from theft. This definitely impacted me continuing to bicycle commute. If I had to leave my bicycle outside, in the rain and at risk of theft, I wouldn't do it. My bike is my baby. I take good care of her, and I want to make sure she's secure. So I go gently through the building and make sure that she's not going to get damaged, nor the building get damaged. I know that by having my bicycle in the office, it also has inspired a number of my coworkers to start commuting, even in our small office, especially since my last job, it was so close I could wear normal clothing, so I could wear an outfit like this. And if we're going to meet our goal of 20% by 2020, we definitely have to raise the awareness, and having the bikes in the workplace is definitely a way to do it. So I'd like to thank you for listening to me and for supporting this legislation. I think it's going to be a big boost to people, especially in downtown San Francisco, and I'm grateful. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for your comments.
Excuse my voice. I'm losing it. My name is Derek Sasson, and I'm a bike commuter. I've lived in the city since 2001, and I've biked to work every day since I've been here. All of my buildings, all of my companies have been very supportive of my biking, and there's been no problem bringing my bike up in the elevator to my office because my bikes are also my babies. They have great sentimental meaning for me. My company just moved into a new office building on 150 Spear Street downtown, and the first day of work there, I'm one of the first employees to show up. I go and I'm stopped at the freight elevator and prohibited from taking my bike up. And essentially, they gave me the choice, lock your bike here on this rack or go home. So we found another accommodation. They found a super secret room to lock my bike in for one day. But this was one of my babies. I couldn't lock it up. So since then, I've switched to riding a bike that I can afford to get stolen, that I can afford to get knocked around. But the building does offer bike parking facilities inside. They're simply substandard according to the planning codes. They are not a rack that lets you remove the front wheel and lock wheel and frame to a rack. There isn't enough space. In fact, the building manager told me it's first come, first served at 9 o'clock. And you look at these racks, and these racks are essentially double stuffed. There's no way to securely park a bike there. Many of them are just placed there without even being locked up. So I've been working with the building management trying to offer alternatives. I've been apprising them of what the law currently states. And they are making steps forward to accommodate more cyclists and hopefully more safely. My question comes down to the wording of the legislation includes the words safe and secure. So my questions are, what exactly are these pertaining to? Freedom of theft, safety of the person locking their bike up, but what about the safety of the bike from being damaged? Every 2 days, my bike has been knocked over or somehow manipulated. I've lost taillights on this bike. So again, my question, does this legislation require the building management to put in locks that, racks that allow the bike to rest by itself, not crammed up with other bikes? So. Thank you.
Thank you. If there's space in the building, it doesn't require the type of structure to hold the bikes. Doesn't talk about that, but that could be something we could look at in the future, or perhaps prescribe different ways that bikes can be prevented from being damaged where they can be parked and knocked over. It's actually a problem we have here downstairs in the bike room we have in the building. Sometimes bikes get knocked over. You see that they're still locked, but they're just kind of hanging from the side. Mm-hmm. And I've actually misplaced my bike lights on occasion, even in City Hall storage area. My bike lights somehow got misplaced. I'm being very polite. So, but thank you for your comments.
Thank you, supervisors.
Any other members of the public who'd like to comment? And seeing none, we'll close public comment. Colleagues, I do have today an amendment of the whole. It actually has just a couple clarifications on the legislation. One is on the date of the effective date of the legislation. We originally had it saying January 1st, 2012. We're actually going to have the operative date of this legislation be 30 days from its final passage. Right. So it'll be prospective, not looking back to January 1st, which I think could provide a little bit of confusion for some people. And we're also referring to, instead of referring to cyclists, we're referring to tenants who would be subject to this legislation in terms of where to go to make sure that there's access in the buildings with building owners or building managers. So that creates less confusion. That was a request that came from BOMA as well, so that there would be clearer points of discussion between the tenants of the building and the people who are responsible for the overall building space. And just a question for Deputy Attorney Cheryl Adams, would not be substantive changes?
That's correct, not substantive. You could move forward with them today.
Okay, very good. So would like to make that amendment of the whole and accept that. And colleagues, we're
move.
Willing to move it forward with recommendation to the full Board of Supervisors?
Yes.
That we will do.
So moved.
Thank you very much, colleagues, without objection. And that takes care of our one item for the day. And Madam Clerk, thank you for your work.